USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. Washington, D.C. is bracing for renewed violence as the Supreme Court may make a decision on Roe v. Wade as soon as today. An attempted murder charge has been brought upon a California man after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told the justices at the steps of the Supreme Court they won't know what hit them. End quote. A bill to protect the justices has been stalled by Democrats in the House. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
Their effort to intimidate the United States Supreme Court is so intense that they won't even pass this legislation. Legislation that passed the Senate unanimously. Every Democrat supported that legislation, and they won't bring it up in light of the fact now that we had an assassination attempt on the sitting justice.
USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Mandatory evacuations are in place after a wildfire expanded in Southern California's Angeles National Forest on Sunday. The Sheep Fire went from 35 acres Sunday morning to 775 acres by the afternoon. Wind is to blame. The fire is only 5% contained. Law enforcement is going door-to-door with mandatory evacuation orders. The fire is northeast of downtown Los Angeles. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which means they agree, but the agreement is not on paper yet. It clarifies the definition of a federally licensed arms dealer and cracks down on criminals who illegally evade licensing requirements. It also penalizes people that buy guns for others, supports state crisis intervention orders, and invests in children and families' mental health services. The Buffalo grocery store and Uvalde shootings were done by 18-year-olds. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
China's Defense Minister Wei called Washington a bully and vowed to fight to the end to take over Taiwan, ramping up a war of words with his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin. Sunday at an annual defense conference in Singapore, General Wei repeatedly accused Washington of what he described as interference in China's internal affairs, including over the issue of Taiwan and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas on Newsmax says the Democrats thought their policies would make things better for America, but they're shocked that their plans have failed.
And what's interesting is that our colleagues on the left actually believe that their policies would make things better for America, and they are shocked. It's like they don't even understand that big government spending, and the policies that they advocate are ruining this country. What's even better for us is President Biden cannot stand it that President Trump's numbers were much, much larger and better than what his are. President Trump had positive viewpoints by the American people and confidence in their future.
The congressman went on to say if Republicans win back the majority in November, they'll be able to call as witnesses these people that do need to be held accountable. Hockey's Stanley Cup playoffs have been decided. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 1 of 7 is Wednesday evening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.